大家好，欢迎来到新东方在线实时英语 Real and Relax。
欢迎大家，我们这档节目分为三部分，第一部分是你听不懂的英语，
第二部分是你说不出来的英语，
第三部分为你介绍 A very interesting English story， 让你的英语学习更加精彩。
所以从现在开始扔掉你的口语书，和我们一起实时学英语哦。Hi, 大家好，我是 Al。
Hi, I'm Susan. Welcome.
Welcome to Real and Relax. 我们首先来复习一下上次说过几个短语还有句型。First one, state of the art.
State of the art, that's very cool and the latest technology.
啊，非常好的状态的那种东西哈。然后我们还说了就是人的 sexual attitude.
That's the straight.
啊，还有
transsexual and bisexual，
还有一个是那个变性人，一个是 bisexual， 是那种双性恋的人、right? And the third one, sweet teeth.
Sweet teeth 就是喜欢吃甜食
啊，有我喜欢甜的牙齿哈，我有甜的牙齿。
I've got white teeth. Sweet teeth.
对 ，sweet teeth 就是说特别喜欢吃甜食。
嗯，
那我们还讲了一个 story， 就是 by the skin of one's teeth.
By the skin of my teeth， 就是我九死一生，虎口脱险。
对，因为这个 skin of teeth 呢，就是牙釉嘛。
嗯，牙釉质
就那么薄薄的一层，所以呢，就这样衍生出来啦。
我们原来还提到过死里逃生，还有一种说法就是 cheat death， cheat 欺骗死亡， cheat death。
这个词法用好了，很好。
OK，
我们上次说了那个句型呢、
我需要您的签名、I need your John Hancock.
I need your John Hancock. 如果你碰到你喜欢的明星啊或者演员大牌啊、你要怎么问他要签名，应该怎么说呢？
Can I have your autograph 或者 Can I have your John Hancock？
Yes， 因为这个 signature 呢，多是一般都是那种商务的哈、
就是总经理的签名，
对那种。但是 autograph 就是有一些纪念意义的，
对，尤其是把自己的名字签给别人，比如在他的照片上签他的名字，然后你可以留作纪念。
So that's autograph。Okay， let's take our new lessons. Okay、
What's the first one?
Take it from me.
Take it from me. 这是从我这里拿走。Is that the right way?、Okay, let's see.
Bob asked me to lend him another $500. What should I do?
Has he returned you the $500 he borrowed last month?
No, and I'm also short of money now.
Take it from me. He isn't a man enough.
You will lend him? You're so considerate.
No, I didn't mean that.
这个 take it from me 是从我这儿拿吗？好像不是哎。实际上呢，就是我说 Bob 又问我借500块钱，我应该怎么办呢？
他说，然后我就问他上月借的你那个500块钱还了吗？
没有，而且我现在也没钱了 ，short of money。
然后我就说 take it from me. He isn't a man enough.
take it from me 就是相信我
啊，相信我这个人太不够意思了。
对，这个人不是个男人。 isn't a man enough 哈，就这么简单。 isn't a man enough. Take it from me 就是相信我，或者说 trust me 或者是
believe me that
从我这儿来的哈，就是 actually I shouldn't have lent him money at all.
As Shakespeare says, don't borrow money and no a lender be. 就是不要
借钱也
不要借
给
别
人。Don't borrow money and not a lender be.
那这是 famous Shakespeare saying, huh?
Shakespeare saying, huh?
Shakespeare 有时候也是跟钱做斗争的。
对，从 Shakespeare 里头的开始，所有的 lawyer 就特别 rich 了。特别逗。然后 take it from me, 就是记住是相信我。
Trust me and believe me, 相信我的话。
对。The second one, take the cake.
Take the cake, what's that mean? 拿蛋糕。
我知道 a piece of cake 是小菜一碟嘛。
And selling like hot cakes,
就是
抢手货。
对，那这个又来了一个 cake, take the cake, what's that mean? Word has it that, 听说啊, Peter band played it in the concert the other day.
That's true.
He must be a great success then.
On the contrary,It took the cake.
It is unusual to get a cake as a prize.
Prize? They suffered a big failure.
啊，是这样。
嗯哼，
就是说，我说
从这个对话里面，大家能够知道这个 take the cake
对
不是什么好事情哈。
Take the cake 可不是说得到蛋糕作为奖励，而是说遭遇到最坏的结果，彻底失败。嗯，
就是他们在表演会上表演失败。
嗯
，they suffered a big failure。
对。Ah, that really surprised me because I used to regard them as one of the best.
Yes, but I heard that they didn't go through serious rehearsal. 原来是排练不好导致演出失败。So take the cake.
对，还有这个里第一个句型呢，好像没有特别熟，就是 word has it.Word has it.
Word has it. 就是据说听说。
对，就是听有话是这么传的，对吧？ Word has it.
就像 It is said that people say that.
嗯、
像这样的句子。
嗯，再来 tell Alf， 我们经常说这个介词呢很难用。
嗯哼，
经常搭配不同的介词，就表达的意思就完全不同了。这里的 Alf 呢，不是一个 F， 而是 double F。
OFF。
对，这个 tell Alf 是什么意思 ？I heard Bob called your fellow man young stupid, right? Why?
Maybe he knew that young didn't do quite well in this term exam.
I think he needs somebody to tell him Alf.
You'd better not.
Why?
Young will feel embarrassed.
Oh, 这个 tell Alf 可能听成一个 F 了，对吧？我们
tell Alf， 那如果一个 F 就是告诉哈。
对，但这个实际上呢 ，double F tell Alf 的意思就是 scold 或者 rebuke。
嗯，教训，教训谁谁一顿。
嗯，或者斥骂谁谁谁一顿。
I agree.
So, 就是 maybe he knew that Yang didn't do quite well in this term exam.
I think he needs somebody to tell him off.
I agree with you, but would that be useful?
像就打他一顿我同意，但是那有用吗？
我听见 Bob 说叫我们的同伴杨是 stupid, 对吧？为什么？就是因为他没有在这个学期考得很好，所以我们需要
tell him off.
教训他一下 ，tell him off, right?
不要觉得人家一次没考好就叫人家 stupid,
right? Tell tales out of school, 这个就很简单了，对吧？字面上意思。
Tell tales out of school, 在学校外面讲故事。
讲。
What's that mean?
延伸一下就好。I don't like Mike. He's always telling tales out of school.
I can't agree with you. Even if he tells stories out of school, it's nothing to do with you.
Hey, what do you mean? So you're one of them, huh?
No, I'm not a good storyteller, but I like tales.
这就完全意思都相反了，对吧？这个 tell tales out of school 是不是那个简单的放学后讲讲故事，而是，
喜欢搬弄是非。
搬弄是非啦。其实，虽然感觉相差很远，但是扯一扯好像还能扯点。
反正就是，在别处不干正事吧。
对。所以我们还曾经也说过这个，有很多像
a big mouth,
yeah, big mouth.
喜欢说闲话、搬弄是非的人。
对，I don't like Mike. He's always telling story out of school.
Neither do I. I just can't make out why some people are so fond of gossips.
That's the way things are, and you can't do anything about it.
That's it.
事情就是这样子的，你也没有办法，对吧？
So tell tales out of school.
这个 gossip 就是
闲言碎语、流言蜚语。
Gossip column 就是那种专门那种有讲家长里短的那种专栏。
流短什么什么？流短非常 ？I have no idea.
还有这个有一句词呢，就是 gossip to gossip.
What's that mean?
就是说从这个。流言蜚语到圣经的那种就是福音
gossip
就是好像就是说多了以后就成了真的那种感觉gossip to gossip
众口铄金
probably so let's have a quick review okay
the first one is take it from me
相信我
trust me and believe me
he's not a man enough
他
不是什么好人不是什么好人哈Take the cake.
This suffered a big failure.
是不是这个 take the cake? 你有没有这种感觉？就是拿蛋糕盖在脸上，所以 suffer a big failure? No.
Actually, I said take the cake. You know, the cake. It's easy to drop, and when it happened, you buy another one for them. So I have no idea, but to remember to suffer a big failure.
对 ，take the cake, 哈。还有呢 ，tell Alf double F， 那就是说，
被人嘲笑，
或者是斥骂、斥责，就应该骂骂他 ，tell him off，就像给他 teach him a lesson 意思一样，对吧？
But will that be useful?
Yeah, and the tell tales out of school.
That's a big mouth. 搬弄是非的人
特别喜欢搬弄是非，大家都不喜欢这种 tell tales out of school， 在学校外面还讲别人right?
真的是很爱说闲话。
Yes, that's right.Welcome to Real and Relax.
您正在收听的是新东方在线实时英语。
登录 www.coollearn.com，
最前沿的考试动态，
最及时的教育资讯，
最经典的网络课程，
尽在新东方在线。更多精彩等着你。So
let's move on to the second part of something you don't know how to say. 首先我们说今天说的就是有关于合同。我们说口头的合同就会说 oral contract， 是不是？
对。
但是如果在诉讼当中，如果你只是有一个 oral contract， 实际上是没有什么法律效力的。最好也能够留下书面的资料。书面资料就是 put something in writing， put something in writing。然后还有跟它相似的一个说法，就是我们今天要隆重推出的，就是 put something down in black and white。
对 ，put something down in black and white。这个 black and white 其实我们中文也就说白纸黑字儿，对吧？
对，就是这个意思。
嗯，
所以如果说can you put that down in black and white？ 就是你能把它白纸黑字写下来吗？就是能把它留作为一个书面的证据。但是在日常生活中，如果我们常说 will you put that in writing， 或者是 will you put that down in black and white？实际上不是一定要让对方写下来，对吧？肯定就你没问题吧？
对，而是让对方确定你那边肯定保证吧？
肯定没问题，对吧？
对，它是一个稍微有一点隐身意。
OK，So
how soon can you deliver our order?
It will take 3 to 4 weeks.
We are running short on that item. Can you promise that you will deliver by March 5th, which is exactly 4 weeks from now?
Yes, I can. If it's not delivered by March 5th, I'll pay you $100 for each day delayed.
Great. Will you put that in writing?
Sure.
能写下来吗？对吧？
就写成书面合同。
您就是什么时候能把我们的东西送到？然后
说需要3到4个星期。
我说你那个账单上已经快没货了。
Run short on that item.
快没货了哈，对吧？从现在算4周后是3月5号，你能在这之前送来吗？
然后我说肯定能。如果不能的话 if it is not delivered by March 5th, I'll pay you. 那我就每天延迟一天，我就付给你$100。
哦，好，那你把能把它写下来吗？
Will you put that in writing?
Okay. Can you help me with my homework?
Okay, what will you do for me in return?
I will take you to a movie.
Really? Can you put that down in black and white?
Sure.
这里面我也用了一句，就是 can you put that, 你能把它，不是说咱们能写这个合同吗？而是说你保证？
你保证。Can you put that down in black and white?
所以这个句子有两处用法，如果用在正式的事务性当中呢，那就是写成合同；如果日常生活当中呢，就是你保证吗 ？Could you put, can you put that down in black and white? Remember? Now let's move to the third part. This is the story, the humorous one.
今天我们来说说 too much effect.
Too much effect 就是
效果
过
佳，
就是反应过犹不及。
对，我们很多人都怕 dentist，
牙医。
你怕吗？很多人
实际上我不怕牙医，我不怕 dentist， 我怕 dentist do something with my teeth.
Yes, that's right. 那种嗡嗡的声就像刻在脑子里一样，很多那种 hero 大的 hero。就是在战场上身经百战的、都没有问题，但一去要看牙医怕的要死人，只是心理问题。所以、我们今天就是讲一个有关于牙医的笑话，对吧、A man was scared to death when he went to the dentist with a toothache.
一个人去看，就是去看牙医，然后吓得怕死，不是怕的要死了。
对、To calm the patient, the dentist offered him a shot of whiskey.
为了让这位患者松弛一下呢，松弛一下紧张的神经，然后牙医就给他倒了一杯 whiskey.
Whiskey, huh? 然后 the man to sit down, they had another.
喝完之后又要了一杯。
对，他还是 toast down， 可能是
一饮而尽，
害怕的要死，对吧？嗯，然后 now said the dentist， got your courage back？
嗯，牙医说，你现在恢复勇气了吗？
Yeah， snorted the patient， and like to see anybody try to touch my teeth。
嗯，然后这位牙医大声的喊，不是这位患者大声喊，当然了，现在我倒要看看谁敢碰我的牙。
Too much effect now，
喝太多了，
喝太多了。Uh-huh. So that's about the dentist, right？
嗯 ，Yes， I'd like to see anybody try to touch my teeth。
嗯，还有几个词呢，我们要稍微pay small attention to，okay? The first is one is shoot, S-H-O-T.
就是我们说打一针，injection stored of whiskey.
或者是一小杯。
一小杯或者是打一小针都可以用。
我想这个 shoot 就好像的那种韩国那种烧酒那种杯子，用来喝一小 whiskey 那种小小的一下 shoot。第二个呢 toss, T-O-S-S, drink,
喝得非常快 drinks quickly,
就是一饮而尽的感觉 toss it down。还有呢第三个就是 snarl, S-N-A-R-L, 就是说 speak in a harsh voice,
声音非常大，
来跟他喊现在谁压到我了呀。So, that's all for today.
See you next time, bye bye.